Chapter 17. The Safety Pin Again. Moncharmin's last phrase so clearly expressed the suspicion in which he now held his partner that it was bound to cause a stormy explanation, at the end of which it was agreed that Richard should yield to all Moncharmin's wishes, with the object of helping him to discover the miscreant who was victimizing them. This brings us to the interval after the Garden Act, with the strange conduct observed by Monsieur Remy and those curious lapses from the dignity that might be expected of the managers. It was arranged between Richard and Moncharmin, first, that Richard should repeat the exact movements which he had made on the night of the disappearance of the first 20,000 francs, and second, that Moncharmin should not for an instant lose sight of Richard's coat-tail pocket, into which Mame Giry was to slip the 20,000 francs. Monsieur Richard went and placed himself at the identical spot where he had stood when he bowed to the Undersecretary for Fine Arts. Monsieur Moncharmin took up his position a few steps behind him. Mame Giry passed, rubbed up against Monsieur Richard, got rid of her 20,000 francs in the manager's coat-tail pocket, and disappeared. Or rather, she was conjured away. In accordance with the instructions received from Moncharmin a few minutes earlier, Mercier took the good lady to the acting manager's office and turned the key on her, thus making it impossible for her to communicate with her ghost. Meanwhile, Monsieur Richard was bending and bowing and scraping and walking backward, just as if he had that high and mighty minister, the Undersecretary for Fine Arts, before him. Only, though these marks of politeness would have created no astonishment if the Undersecretary of State had really been in front of Monsieur Richard, they caused an easily comprehensible amazement to the spectators of this very natural but quite inexplicable scene when Monsieur Richard had nobody in front of him. Monsieur Richard bowed to nobody, bent his back before nobody, and walked backward before nobody. And a few steps behind him, Monsieur Moncharmin did the same thing that he was doing, in addition to pushing away Monsieur Remy and begging Monsieur de la Borderie, the ambassador, and the manager of the Crédit Central, not to touch Monsieur le Directeur. Moncharmin, who had his own ideas, did not want Richard to come to him presently when the 20,000 francs were gone and say, perhaps it was the ambassador, or the manager of the Crédit Central, or Remy. The more so as, at the time of the first scene, as Richard himself admitted, Richard had met nobody in that part of the theatre after Mame Giry had brushed up against him. Having begun by walking backward in order to bow, Richard continued to do so from prudence until he reached the passage leading to the offices of the management. In this way, he was constantly watched by Moncharmin from behind, and himself kept an eye on anyone approaching from the front. Once more, this novel method of walking behind the scenes, adopted by the managers of our National Academy of Music, attracted attention, but the managers themselves thought of nothing but their 20,000 francs.